Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Christine. I hope you're having a good day, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, always delighted to talk with you. And I know as the mayor of Brockton, you have a seat right on that school board. So tell me what the reaction is in Brockton about the end of the mask mandate.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it in two ways. I could do it as a dad of three kids, two of them in the Brockton public system. It's going to be a personal choice, right? It's going to be optional relative to if a child wants to continue to wear it. I know my own kids, we talked about it at breakfast this morning, they themselves are going to want to continue to wear masks. But again, I understand what the governor is doing. I understand what Secretary and Commissioner Riley is doing. And as the mayor, I also serve as chair of the school committee. So we'll continue to work with Superintendent Mike Thomas and the seven elected members that serve on the committee and our medical consultant, Rick Herman, as well. The numbers are going down, which is really, really great news. But at the same time, when I look at the numbers this morning, we still have 527 dead in Brockton and 321 current active cases. So I do applaud the Department of Education, and you know, I know a lot of people are excited about this endeavor.
Do you think this will be a win-win? Because this pretty much gives everybody a choice to do pretty much what they want. Do you think that will be a good solution?
You know, I hope so. I hope so. I think in the past, when the numbers were going down, we got a little excited, and then unfortunately they uptick quickly. So I think it's truly a step in the right direction. I mean, we're all sick and tired of COVID and breakthrough cases and Delta variants and all that. So again, it is a step in the right direction. I'm cautiously optimistic at this point, Christine.
Now, have you heard Brockton being referred to yet as Hollywood East? Because I'm beginning to think so with all the filming going on there.
You know, I have, and I did an op-ed in the Boston Herald when the tax film credit office was looking to make sure that it got expanded, and the tax credit, thanks to the folks at Beacon Hill, was expanded. So, yeah, I mean, we here in Brockton, we're benefited. We have an AMC series being filmed over the next 2 years here in Brockton. It's actually being filmed today at DW Field Park. We've had the Academy Award nominated Don't Look Up film was filmed in Brockton as well. And, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a Whitney Houston biopic that was just filmed at City Hall. So I applaud it because it's great. I mean, it's bringing people here to Brockton that are shopping at our stores, buying our gas, and buying subs up the street.
That sounds terrific. Now, have you made any walk-bys or cameo shots in any of these things?
You know, I was in a movie a long time ago. I was cut in the floor, so I'm not a member of SAG. But I will tell you this. I have gone to thank the producers. All of them have been awesome to work with. When COVID was really at a high, high percentage, they worked with our Board of Health on a regular basis. And, you know, we had an inspector. And so it's been a win-win. I'm actually going to meet the actress Annie Murphy again. I met her last year. She's filming in Brockton. So, yeah, I mean, it's great in Brockton, and it's really great for the neighboring communities as well because they have to drive to those communities to come to the City of Champions.
Well, that's true. And, of course, Teller, we're a lot of big fans here of, if I can say that word, the Creek Show.
Yes. S Creek. We'll call it S Creek.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you. Well, she's got a fan base here. And again, thank you so much for joining us. That's the Brockton Mayor, Robert Sullivan.
Have an awesome day. See ya.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too. Appreciate that.